let's just start out with what's on your mind. What's happened since our last call?
But the biggest thing, I think you and I and Melissa were on our last call. We talked about the need to get our mastermind group off the ground. We've done that. So we're moving forward with that, getting a monthly Zoom set up with our COIs. So we're excited about that as that moves into 2021. You know, we're in the midst of business planning for 2021 as well. So that's exciting. You know, Tom's done a good job kind of using some of the firm resources and looking at how we can make our internet presence better and more custom. So that's a focus for us as we move into next year. And at the same time, we're kind of all drinking through a fire hose. We're pretty busy.
Busy because of year-end things, Supernova, because of what?
Well, we just have sort of some, we've had a couple of oddball things pop up with existing clients, you know, that you know, take a little more time to get set up. You know, that just sort of happened year-end, obviously, with making sure we're getting our tax lots sold and gain, you know, cap gain cut downs and that sort of thing. We've also, we're continuing to bring on new clients. So, you know, it just, adds more to the fire as we go. You know, and then, you know, for instance, last week, a rookie in another office left, and unbeknownst to us, Melissa, they're distributing all the rookies' accounts across the board to all the, you know, FAAs. Melissa being one of those. Thank goodness we had set minimums on what she could get. Yep. But we got two dumpster fires that kind of fell on her lap at the end of last week into this week, which was, you know, just, it's those little things that happen, you know, you just got to keep moving through it. You know, and at the same time, we're trying to, you know, spend extra time to get the, you know, the planning and those sorts of things done. You know, so it's just a lot, you know, and that's okay. You know, we're blessed in that regard. Could be worse. But no, all things are good. I mean, I don't think anybody's complaining necessarily. We're just busy.
How did you end up, or how will you end up for the year, do you think? Assets and production and so forth.
Assets. Tommy, can you speak to that, Melissa?
Let's double check and see where we're at there. But I think we're up about, give me 1 second. Last time it was, we were like sitting, net acquired, net new. I think we were like, you know what? No, I was really looking at mine. Give me 1 second, Rob. I'll have that for you.
Sure. Yeah.
I think we're kind of blurred a little bit because of the FAP that we still have with our senior partner.
Unless I'm going to go into a pre-split number and I'll have it in a second. I didn't have the, okay. I was looking at all post-split because we fill out that chart all the time. So year to date, we're up 13 million in, net, acquired assets, net new. If we're going year to date, that's 22.5 million net new. But inflow, outflow, the way the firm counts it and looks at it, there's the other number there. A lot of homes getting bought, mortgages getting paid. So about 13 million net new.
Which, and then revenue-wise, I'm personally up about 14% year over year, revenue-wise.
Yeah, as a team, we're up over 15% as a team. On a, wait a minute, that's month. Give me 1 second. Let me hit year to date. About 10%. About 10% year to date
for a total revenue premium, which takes into account the ROB number. So about 10% growth on revenue and 13 million. I'd have to go in and do the math, but 20 some million net new assets, or net acquired assets and net new assets, 13 and 20.
Okay. Great. Okay, good. So,
and that doesn't count. We get in like another 300 and some thousand that just came in, and another whatever's inflow. There's more coming in that just hit, and that's coming that's not part of that because it was to end of November, so it doesn't count the December numbers. It was on a it didn't have that newer stuff. But either way, we're positive in both areas.
So this is an interesting question. If you're going to hire a coach to help you fix a problem on the team, what would that problem be?
I'm not sure, Rob. I think our biggest problem would be streamlining
our processes. That's the one thing that we've been talking about month after month, is just making sure we're hitting on all cylinders and making sure we have a clean-cut process. And we've been trying to build it and rebuild it and rebuild it. So I think just getting that fully off the ground and making sure that we're hitting on all cylinders and we're not missing pieces along the way, then it's creating more work and maybe extra things that we have to do that takes away from other things that we should be focusing on. That would be the biggest piece that I would say, because, you know, we get on these calls and we say we're busy, which we are. We're bringing in a lot of assets, a lot of clients. We have a lot of clients, so there is a lot of servicing needs. But that's the one thing that we have been continually focusing on, that we just really can't get a 100% streamlined process on all cylinders. I don't know if anybody else would like to chime in there, but from my perspective, that's the one thing that we've been talking a lot about.
Well, it kind of reminds me of where we're at, because there's a lot of different areas, right? Like, we're really good at the financial planning piece, but we just haven't nailed down a firm like, hey, let's get the end game there of turning it on, because we don't really turn them on. So, I mean, just as an example of some different things, but what it kind of reminds me of is like when you're Nick, the new guy in the industry, or, you know, you're the FAA program and the manager sits you down and says, what I want you to do is go out there and make as big a mess as possible, because you're going to be doing all kinds of activity and bringing all kinds of assets, and we'll figure out the details later, right? Well, we got a whole bunch of different projects and we got a big mess. And we're at a point, though, to Melissa's point with trying to fine tune the processes, we got a whole bunch of big messes, which are all good because we're running a heck of a lot of plans and we're bringing in assets and we're generating revenue and we're getting good referrals and we're doing all those things good. But in order to do them great, we got to really sharpen the process and fine tune and just nail down some of these details, do something once and make sure it's done right, finish, you know, like with the financial planning, get to the point where we're finishing that process and turning it on. So the firm gives us the, you know, the ad accrue on that one. There's just a whole lot of fine tuning that needs done to the process. Cause we've gone quite a ways, but we just got to tighten it up.
Okay. Mike, what would you say?
Well, I do think, you know, you know, in a perfect world too, you know, we, there's some accounts in our book that we'd love to get rid of, you know, that take some time to pop up on weekly, you know, that, yep. You know, so, you know, going back to the service model, you know, and operations and all those things, you know, again, you know, we're dealing with the hands we have. There's not a lot we can do about it. But I think once, if we got the opportunity to use a rookie to, you know, find a way to, you know, push some, push some work off for our lower revenue clients, and get them out of our book of business. That would be very helpful. But we're just not at a place that we can do that.
And we know that that's a challenge. That has been a challenge ever since we started Supernova. We've talked about that on different calls. And we know we have that challenge in front of us. But I still, you know, think, like, back to Tom's point with the financial planning and not getting to that final step of turning them on. I think there's many aspects in our business and we are leaving money on the table, because of different things that get in our way. The biggest thing that I took from your call last time, Rob, and I know it was only me and Mike on the call, is, you know, you asked what we wanted to go over, and I said, well, what additional do you see that you can help us with? And your biggest thing was take away the excuses. And that's, for me in 2021, is let's take away the excuses, fine-tune our process, and really make sure we're not leaving too much money on the table. If, you know, none at all, but... so that's the biggest thing that I took away from the call.
Well, you know, there is a time where you need to step back and just work on one thing, you know, get it fixed. When I was, my first job as sales manager in Sears Tower in Chicago, I walked in and the place was a complete mess. We had just merged with, White Weld had merged with Merrill Lynch, and the operations was a complete disaster. And I analyzed the problem and I had the wrong ops manager. So I went in and ran operations myself and until I could hire the right operations manager and then turn it over to them. I literally had to do that in my first office following that, but I had the experience of doing it at the Sears Tower. And it was really to take away the excuses for the FAs, because the whole time I was there, up until we fixed the problems, all I heard was, I can't grow my practice because I'm working on problems. So, you know, my attitude is get rid of the problems, get them fixed, do it. Do it now. And then the excuses are gone. Now what do we do? Oh, we got to grow. Okay. Because you can't, you know, if you're in traffic, you just, you know, you got to clear the traffic away before you can go 100 miles an hour. So take a different road, right? Or find one, build a pathway over the road so you can go 100 miles an hour. Don't get caught up in the traffic every time you're opening a new account. So yes, do build the process. And sometimes it takes a minute to go ahead and, you know, a weekend or something to just come in and set up the process. So it, you can put five accounts through instead of one. And they all get the same thing and they all feel the same. So I don't know exactly what that is. It's in terms of just maybe too much work for the number of people, but whatever it is, analyze it. Do it. You know, my dad was an industrial engineer. So do the time and motion study and figure out where it's getting bogged down. Do we need another person in there? You know, we're not opening small accounts anymore. So is it lots of small accounts we're opening and we didn't know it? Or is it trying to open up really big accounts and they're complicated and they take a lot of time because they're big? That you guys have got to answer. But I think you want to try and be a little more, which you can be, I know, a little more specific on exactly what it is that needs streamlining and then sit down and do it. But the problem of too many accounts is one that is, you know, it seems sad because that's such an easy thing to take care of. It just seems sad that we can't do that when we get so much opportunity out there. And if that's bogging us down, or one of our team members is getting bogged down because of those small accounts, then, you know, we're paying too big a price for the return we're getting. So I would make that part of my initiative for my business plan, was to work that out as soon as possible.
That's part of what we've been talking about too, with the plan and some of the steps that we've been working through. You know, we were on a pretty good track of trying to nail down you know, we talked about the checklist before, definitive checklist, SOP guideline. Hey, the areas that we've seen issues before, let's set up a checklist there. And then when you have a problem, you just go to the checklist, work through it, right? Hey, this issue came up, boom, here's the steps you got to take. We were working through that, you know, same story. I'm sure a lot of folks have. COVID happened, you had to readjust. Well, that excuse doesn't cut it anymore, because now we're at it month, whatever, you know, it's time for that to be done. So part of our process going into 2021 is definitively identifying those issues, setting up the process. That should no longer be an issue moving forward, so we can continue to move on. I think as we went through some of the numbers, I mean, they obviously could have been better, but we're still moving forward. We're still bringing in good clients. Some of the troublemakers are working themselves out of the system, but we'll be easier to manage the capacity of the book once we have some of these finer points nailed down, which is what we're working towards here on the business plan. The other thing that Mike had mentioned was the firm has a lot of good resources, and we're trying to outsource some of our things that we're working on, you know, getting the ghostwriter in, fine tune and customize our website, our LinkedIn, our social media, set up the brochure, pay them to do it. It's done, professional. You know, get some of those things tuned up. So on the marketing front, we do have a different look out there than the cookie cutter, which is what the firm was saying that a lot of advisors have. So we're trying to outsource where appropriate. You know, like in your book, you got to sometimes spend money to make money, and you got to allocate certain funds to certain areas. So we're trying to target in on that, but then just fine tune up. So the capacity becomes less of an issue because we have a process that can handle it. But at the same time, we are working out some of those smaller ones. It's just there's certain ones that are a little bit squeakier than others, but good stuff, Rob. We are working towards that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have got a great attitude. You're a good team. I think you've got good team dynamics. I don't see team issues as a problem. You know, there's a lot of people that come to me, and they got a lot of things that they're. You know, they're working on, they're messed up, and you guys aren't there, and therefore I want you to take advantage of that you're a good team with good people. I think you like each other, trust each other, work together well with each other. I just want to see you now, you know, get out of the helicopter and get into the you know, the jet and go. Things happen faster in jets, but the ride is really smooth. So it's just, I think you guys can go faster. I mean, you can work with bigger clients and make more money than you're doing now. It just takes focus. You know, are we after the bigger market candidates, or are we just working like we always worked? I mean, Supernova is a growth strategy, and the growth strategy is to focus your energy on where the larger fish are. Where are we going? You know, you got to go out 100 miles. It takes time, but the fish are huge. And that's what you need to do, is think about, is our marketing effort designed around getting larger clients? Very large clients. And that's the part I'd like to have you work on. That's the piece that I think is missing. So when we say, okay, we built our mastermind group, great. We built our centers of influence, great. Now, who are your targets? Who are you after specifically? Can you make a list of five clients that are out there that you know about that if we could get them, they would be game changers? And what's your plan for getting them? I mean, that's right. I mean, I like to work with you guys as a firm because I can make one phone call to the complex director and I can, you know, get myself set up for another year. I don't have to call each office to convince them to hire me as a coach, right? So I use centers of influence that can provide me a simplified, streamlined process to grow my business. So you want to do the same thing. Make sure your centers of influence are big enough that they can provide you with a smooth transition to big accounts. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been having conversations sort of around that recently with, it's not that we don't have big clients that don't have issues to work through, but, you know, we have some pretty decent clients that pay us, you know, $40,000 a year in revenue. And, you know, we sit down with them, we do our year end tax planning, we do our different reviews, we do lending strategies. And they're always like, hey, you're the professional. This is why I hired you. Take care of me. But then you get some of these, not obviously new accounts, but some of these older accounts that are on the lower end that we're working with and trying to work through. And it's just like very telling to what you're saying and fully supports it. They're the ones that are like, hey, I'm looking for this magic lottery ticket. You know, where's this fancy stock you're going to get me? And they second guess the stuff we're doing for them. It's like, we just don't need that. We need to get the folks, just like you're saying, we got to go out there to get the big fish, the ones that really are going to pay us one, but then respect our advice and take it and be in a relationship that we want to see them in. And, you know, we've seen that with a number of situations throughout the year where Mike saw the writing on the wall with that pretty big client, good referral, just not the right referral. And we had to say, you know, no, this isn't the right place for you. We definitely see that. We're definitely fully on board with that. We need more of those folks on the top end that want to hear our advice, that want to work with us, and they, you know, don't question, hey, why are you paying this there, you know, on the fees. They understand the process versus those other ones that we're trying to shed off here, which is a process. But, you know, again, I think if we fine-tune on certain areas, becomes less of an issue until we're able to fully jettison.
Yeah.
That small end.
Yeah. It's, the job can be hard or it can be easy, guys. it's all up to you. You know, if you're willing to, if you're willing to take on clients that are real troublemakers, then, you know, you're going to have a book full of troublemakers. And that's no fun. And you're willing to take on a bunch of little accounts? Hey, that's not much fun. But to get what you want requires more effort. You know, to get out 100 miles, it takes a long time and it's bumpy, unless you've got a really fast boat. So, you know, in this case, the fast boat for you guys is the great introduction. And to get the great introduction, you need to spend time. And the question is, how much time are you allocating to working those people that can get you that great introduction? So kind of measure the amount of time you're putting into it compared to the time you're putting into everything else. You know, when we first did this, I had you do a time analysis. Where's my time going? And, you know, how much of your time is being spent on acquisition? And it's always less than 10%. And I always ask people, you know, how do you feel that, you know, how did you feel your time allocation went? Well, I didn't put enough time into into acquisition. Okay, so how are we going to get more time? Well, that means shrink your book, right? And, but the conscious thing of saying, okay, I'm going to block time, block an hour every day for acquisition, is the way to go. And to make your appointments with yourself, to work on your centers of influence and work on your pipeline every day. Think about having a pipeline meeting every single day. And you may do that, but that's just a best practice. And who's in the pipeline? Where are we? What's going on? So just when you're doing your business planning, analyze where your time is going now and where you need it to go. And who are the time sucks? And how do we get rid of them? Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's every once in a while you got to do that. You got to sort of step back and go, what the heck? What the heck are we doing? So, you know, between now and next year, obviously close out your business, make sure you get the low hanging fruit that needs to be closed by the end of the year, but also take the time to not just do your business plan, but to get rid of some of these situations that are blocking your time, that are causing the jam ups, and see if you can streamline them. Maybe it isn't streamlining. Maybe it's just you need more staff. And then that's another issue. You know, do we hire a part-timer? Do we hire a full-timer? Can the firm support it? If not, is it worth it for us to do it? And what would they do if they came in? That's the old gap analysis. So try now and build your business plan and then come up and challenge yourself on some of these things and say to yourself, if we had unlimited money, what would we do? Then the question isn't what the right thing to do is, where are we going to find the money? Okay, so what would we do if we had no limitations on money? Would we hire another person? Maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe no. What would that mean and what would they do? And how much would it cost? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, be aggressive with yourselves. Set big, scary goals and then figure out how you can get there. All right. You guys are great. Right. Have a wonderful holiday. And I guess at this point, I'll talk to you next year, right?
Yeah. How many more of these do we have? Thought maybe this might be the last one. Maybe I'm wrong.
Last one.
Is this it?
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, one of the things to think about is, you know, I'm not very expensive when I do it once a month. A lot of teams like to continue because they need the accountability coach. But, you know, the more specific things you want to be held accountable to, the more valuable that is to you. You know, if it's just a check-in, that's great and it's good, but it's the more specific it is, you know, we said we'd do this, and we want you to hold us accountable to that for the next call. That most people need that in some way or another, either bilaterally with each other, the manager or somebody else, just because, you know, we need to have accountability and deadlines for reaching our goals. So that's kind of up to you guys in terms of whether or not you want to go through with that, forward with that. You give Cindy a call and she'll price it out for you. But you're a good team and I like to work with good teams. So, you know, I'd be more than happy to do it. What we do is we just do this once a month. That's basically how it works.
we certainly appreciate everything you did for us. And you know, we got a lot out of the calls. We have to talk to our direct manager next Thursday because the firm just made a big change to part of our discretionary funds that we have to spend on things like this.
Yep.
And there's a good chance that the team were about to take a $4,000 cut in that bank. And this program that we're in with you was heavily subsidized by the complex to start with. So if we're taking a $4,000 cut to our already tight marketing budget, we got to see how that plays out. But we'll certainly get back to you because I don't think I'm just speaking for myself and saying that you know, there's a lot of good information and a lot of good stuff came from the calls and changing the business and developing the business. But until we figure out how much money the firm's going to give us, because it's a matter of whether they grade us on the actual revenue they're paying us on or the actual revenue we're creating, because they're still counting a third of that revenue to the advisor who's retired and not really giving us credit for that.
Right.
That's a $4,000 difference to our BDA. So we got to work through that situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good luck on that.
as we're all just saying, we want to spend money for the Ghost Rider and rework and kind of recreate ourselves. And it's like, oh, hey, by the way, here's your year end. We're not changing the comp grid, but this change for BDA and DFWA, and I think they're going to kneecap us here at the end of the year.
Well, they asked me to speak on a call coming up because they want to sign up a bunch of new people, but you know, I think a good investment is in the people that are already rolling. So, you know, speak up. You don't get what you don't ask for. So
that's right.
Speak up. You know, I appreciate you guys being big fans. I think it's terrific for us. And let's face it, you like the program because you did it. You followed through. You're successful. And, you know, we provided a few good ideas that help you along the way and maybe accelerated your progress. That's the key. It isn't whether you guys will grow. It's how fast and how quickly can you change in order to grow. And I think we accelerated the change process, which is really what we're paid to do. So that's great. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Rob.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have
a good holiday.
It's been a pleasure. Okay. Talk soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.